Yeah, it's great. I think they're just easing us in this first week. We've done a few tests and it's nice to get the balls out today and a little bit of running, but I'm sure the hard work will start next week when we go away.
Is that the one thing that you look forward to most of all? You can actually get that ball at your feet and play a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's changed. I remember when I was at Stevenage, it was just running, no balls for the first 2 weeks. But I think sports science has changed a lot now where the balls are in straight away. And it's harder, really, than running because you've obviously got used to pressing and you've got to actually kick the ball when you're knackered. So I think it's better when the balls are out.
I suppose attitudes, the modern-day footballer, to keeping fit over the break has changed down the years as well. I guess you probably didn't do much that would be frowned upon.
No.
You don't drink. The odd thing here and there, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think you can afford to come back overweight anymore because you just get found out, especially at the top level. Everyone's come back fit, and the days of coming back a few kilos over are way gone.
At what point did the partying, the celebrating finish, and the harsh reality of I'm a Premier League footballer kick in again?
I think after the 3 or 4 day bender after the Charlton game. But yeah, over the summer you just can't wait for you see the fixtures come out. I think that's when it really sinks in, when you see all the games come out, and you just that excitement of testing yourself at that level again. It's brilliant.
Is it more exciting this time than last time, or how is it for you personally?
I just love being at this level. I think every time you get there, the excitement's always there, so that will never go away. And I think it's just testing yourself against the best players in the world, and obviously the best managers in the world are here now. So yeah, I think the whole club's just excited.
What do you make of that first fixture then, at home to Swansea City?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I think someone first 5 of 7 are at home, so it's important to get a good start. I think that was our downfall last time. Obviously, we didn't win in the first 10. So get that first win. You can see the last time the confidence from everyone just built massively as a club. So get that first win and we'll be fine.
And you think back 2 years ago, you were so close in the end to avoiding relegation, weren't you? Just a few points here and there, a few wins that were draws, you'd have been okay, I think.
I think from the 10th game, we would have cruised it if we would have done that form early on. So, yeah, we'll take great confidence from that, and the experience of playing, it's most of the same squad that we had last time with a few better additions. Andre's here, which he'll prove that he's Premiership quality. So, yeah, it's a lot to be excited for.
So you think this squad is better than the one you had 2 years ago?
I think it is, yeah. I think just the experience of playing, everyone's a better player than 2 years ago. Yeah, I think we'll kick on.
And how determined is everybody to do it this time? Because people will say, fans will say, this is the third attempt now for Burnley, third time lucky, whatever it may be, whatever phrase they use. But this is the one to really nail down a long spell for Burnley in the top flight.
Yeah, I mean, even last year we broke a lot of history records, so it'll be nice to do that again this year. I don't think we can just aim for 17th. Hopefully we can aim higher. It's just not about surviving. Obviously, that's the first marker to survive, but hopefully we can aim higher than just surviving in this league.
People talk about fairy tales. I think perhaps 2 years ago it probably was, but this time, will it be like last year where it was, I think the phrase that Sean Dyche used was business-like? Will it be that kind of approach to this time?
Yeah, I think we had a lot of pressure on us last year. We were one of the favourites, obviously, coming down, which we dealt with really well, and obviously be expecting us to go straight back down this year, which we'll deal with as we had that last time. So
you don't mind that, do you?
No, I think the underdog tag we had last time was brilliant for us, and we'll probably use that again this year.
You mentioned the players that aren't here at the minute. There are some notable voices missing, including Joey Barton. How has that gone down with the players, the fact that he's no longer here? Were you surprised that he's gone to Rangers?
Yeah, obviously, it's his decision. He wanted another challenge. Well, he was brilliant for us. It'd be a loss, but I'm sure we'll replace him. But nothing but positives to say about Joey. He was great for us and player of the year and an all-round nice guy.
And you've got one or two other voices not here at the minute. Tom Heaton, for example. It's good that these lads have been playing international football.
Yeah, I think it's great for the club as a whole. Vokesy's done tremendous being away, and he'll take a lot of confidence coming into next season because he's done it on that stage against world-class players. So hopefully he'll come back, score us 20 goals and keep us up.
And I'm sure he'll be talking about that header against Belgium. A lot of people have said, wow, what a header, what a strike that was. But you've seen it before, haven't you?
Yeah, we see it day in, day out in training. But I think the power he got from that angle was brilliant, especially against a quality goalkeeper like Courtois. So, yeah, he'll come back with loads of confidence and he should be very proud of himself.